So we didn't do an April Fool's Day prank yesterday. You can't do it all the time, otherwise people are expecting it. So we were just laying low for a year or two. Maybe we'll do another one. Who knows?
Tune in next year.
We want to make sure it's a good one. We were talking about how all these social media accounts, corporations and companies are doing these jokes, and they're just lame. The April Fool's market is oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the highlights, though. These are some of the better ones that you may have seen online yesterday. The Velveeta Cheese Company announced that they are releasing a new Velveeta hair dye.
Okay, what is that? So it'd be orange or?
Yeah.
Come on.
And it's a joke, but at the same time, they did make it. So you can buy Velveeta hair dye for $7.50 on Amazon right now.
Huh. So they committed to the bit.
Right.
All right.
Cheesy hair.
Why? Is that a reference to something, or is that just a random joke? I don't really get it.
It's random. Like this one. Krispy Kreme announced that yesterday only customers could bring anything in, and their workers at the donut place would glaze it. They had images with glazed sandwiches, pizza, bell peppers, fruits.
Oh, man, a glazed pizza. Glazed crust? I might get down with that. You eat the pizza first, then you get to the dessert at the end?
Could be onto something.
Huh.
Domino's, speaking of pizza, claimed that they were getting rid of pineapple, taking pineapple off the menu because it's too controversial and no one likes it.
That's decent. Yeah, that get people stirred up.
And this one probably worried a few people momentarily. Elon Musk's Twitter, X, tweeted this out. As we continue to celebrate transparency on this platform, all your DMs and drafts will be made public. Bookmarks, too.
Couple hearts skipped a beat, I'm sure.
Panic mode. Wheel of Fortune. Of all things, Wheel of Fortune had a pretty good April Fool's Day joke yesterday. When the show started, Pat Sajak didn't walk out with Vanna White. It was another celebrity.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the stars of our show, Jared Leto and Vanna White.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great show. See you soon. All right, everybody, grab those devices. It's time to give away some money. $1,000 in our first toss-up. The category is on the map.
Jared Leto.
And the crowd's just watching going, what's happening?
Well, what I like is they never acknowledged the joke. They had Jared Leto open the show up, and then it cut away to the contestants, and then it cut back, and he was then Pat Sajak was back.
Yeah, that's fun. I wish they never even said Jared Leto. I wish they just said Pat Sajak, and then Jared Leto comes out, and everybody's rubbing their eyes.
Yeah, people would be like, did that actually just happen, or did I imagine Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Maybe have him come back at the very end for the quip with Vanna.
Yeah. Or they cut back, Pat Sajak is hosting, and now Jared Leto's wearing a tight dress and flipping the numbers or the letters.
He's overdoing Vanna's job.
Yeah, nobody says a thing.
Hey, we should say congratulations to Elliott Lake, Ontario, the latest winners of the Kraft Hockeyville contest.
Yeah, baby!
Jim, your family cottage is up near Elliott Lake, isn't it?
Yeah, just outside. Dunlop Lake.
Have you ever been to the arena in Elliott Lake?
I've driven by it many times. I don't think I've been inside, but I don't know how long it's lasted, but it's been condemned for a while.
It's condemned?
Well, it says temporary closed on Google Maps when you Google it, but it's been closed for, I don't know, and don't quote me on it, but I feel
they really need some renovations.
Yeah, I feel like it's been closed for like 5 years. And when you look at it, it's one of those old school, you see them in Northern Ontario a little bit. Still, the dome, and not a dome. Yeah, the dome. It looks like a barn. It's like a coverall dome. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know if that's the way, but it's like a half cylinder. You know what I mean? Like old school. I'm pretty sure
it looks like a silo that has fallen over.
Yeah, in a way. So they had an old school arena up there. And it's been in rough shape for a while. Closed. They have to drive to like towns next and like to the next town over to practice and stuff. And the next town over up there is an hour away.
Oh, that's rough.
Not great. So congratulations to Elliott Lake. $250,000 they got towards this arena. And my family was sitting around the dinner table at Easter, and we were all saying, what the hell is $250,000 going to do for an arena in 2024? Like, really, when you think about it, it's obviously great and it's better than nothing. Thank you, Kraft, obviously. But even talking to the people in West Lorne last year, who were the winners in 2023, they're talking about how the 250 is a great start.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to cost $1 million, you know, to do what they want to do. And
so you're saying that Kraft needs to get off their wallet and spend a little more of that macaroni and cheese money on arena renovations.
Absolutely.
You think the prize should be $1 million for Kraft Hockey?
Yeah, they need to up it up. They need to bring it up. And all you have to do is, I mean, it's got to be worth it. That's not that crazy amount of money for Kraft.
Have you seen the price of salad dressing these days? They can afford it.
I Googled it to see like what they were saying, like Elliott Lake, like how much it's going to cost. They're saying they have it pegged at least $764,000 for the repairs.
Okay.
So one third. And by the way, these things always cost way more than the projected cost.
And take longer to finish.
Yes.
Then they say they're going to.
But even like $250,000, we're like doing drawings for this for our house and doing plans, add a garage, do a kitchen, a small addition, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
That's like $400,000 just to do that these days.
You and Sarah, we're going to do. Are you still doing the renovations?
We're doing new drawings to see if we can cut the price down a little bit and see what our options are. But
and then you're going to enter the Kraft Hockeyville contest.
I've got a small mini sticks arena in the basement.
Try and get your garage paid for.
Sure, sure. Vote now.
Congratulations, Elliott Lake, Ontario. They have won 2024 Kraft Hockeyville. $250,000 is what the town is going to get to renovate their arena. Now, Jim has a family cottage up that way. He's driven past the arena. It's been closed for a while. It's in such rough shape that it hasn't been open for like 4 or 5 years.
I think so, yeah.
How far is $250,000 going to go? Who's this?
Thomas from Elvinston.
Thomas, you in the construction game?
Oh, I am.
How far is $250,000 going to go for Elliott Lake, do you think?
So Glencoe just had major renovations done to their arena. Pretty nice, a lot. But it was about, I can't remember, but it was over $6 million.
Oh! $6 million?
Yeah.
Can you not build a brand new arena for that?
I don't know where the money goes. I'm sure a lot of it goes to bureaucrats.
Yeah, who knows? And it's also like no small town can just have an arena now. It has to be a YMCA. It's got to be a gym. It's got to be his whole facility. So they are great when you have them built, but then it ups the cost tenfold.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's paying for it.
Thanks for the call. Hey, it's Taz and Jim.
Hey, it's Otavio from Mississauga. Just calling about that construction on the barn there for the hockey arena.
Sure.
Yeah, $250,000. Give us a quote. What are you going to build for us?
Well, just the phone on the refrigeration, you're probably looking at least $500,000 for a chiller system installed there. So
$500,000 to keep the ice frozen.
That's just step one.
You're still a little bit of the way.
Yeah.
We've got Mike on the line. Mike, how far do you think $250,000 is going to go in Elliott Lake for the new arena?
It is going to get them a quarter of the way.
So you think $1 million to renovate and get things up and running?
Commercial renovations are usually twice as much as interior, so yeah.
Okay, I just had to Google, how much does a Zamboni cost?
And
a quarter of $1 million right there.
Well, Thorold, Ontario, which is, you know, near St. Catharines, there was a controversial Zamboni they bought. It cost $174,000 in 2022. Price of new Zamboni triggers icy response from City Council in Thorold. Shout out to the Thorold Blackhawks.
You know what makes it? Volvo?
What's that?
Is that Volvo that makes it?
Mammoth.
It's a Porsche. It's a Maserati ice resurfacer.
That's a nice one.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
There goes your Kraft Hockey right. Money.
Yeah, seriously.
Again, $250,000, better than nothing. Kudos to Kraft for putting that prize up. It's great. I'm sure the town of Elliott Lake is very excited. Jim, you took part in a spring ritual.
Yes, a true Canadian springtime tradition. Went to Canadian Tire to get yard waste bags and got some Canadian Tire street meat outside. Couple sausages. Actually, one hot dog and one sausage. I brought a hot dog home for my wife. Because we both like good street meat outing.
Okay.
And I thought I like street meat. I go up, I purchase mine, I buy it, whatever. Somebody comes up behind me and says, hey, can I buy a box of just the sausages to take home? And the lady working the thing says, yes, we actually do that. And this woman walked out with a box of frozen sausages.
So she walked up to the hot dog cart.
Yes. I did not know this was an option.
And said, could I have a box? Yeah, because that smell, I can smell it right now. You get out of the car.
Yeah.
And those sausages just smell. They're distinctly the Canadian Tire sausages.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's a fan usually in them. I think they're blowing them at the entrance to get the smell
it's
going.
Not a bad marketing idea.
Anyway, I also posted a photo of me because I was so proud of my sausages, you know. And somebody hit me up on Instagram, Nicole. She says, hey, those sausages are from Mount Bridges Abattoir. We listen to Taz and Jim every day out there. We also sell them here as well as fresh meat, smoked products, almost anything you can think of. So if you do want to buy a box and you can't make it a Canadian Tire, they sell these bad boys in Mount Bridges. The authentic kind.
And I feel like that was a reasonable price. $20 for an entire box of sausages?
I don't know if it was that. I don't know if that was exact price, but it wasn't much. It was $20-$25 somewhere around
there. It was reasonable.
There, so
even at the Canadian Tire,
yeah,
it's reasonably priced. And if you make the drive to Mount Bridges, Ontario, well, depending on where you live, the gas.
If you're in Burlington, maybe not.
Yeah, make it not worth your while, but maybe save a little more and listen to the Taz and Jim show while you're waiting for your sausages brought out to you. Hello to everyone at the Mount Bridges Abattoir.
Yeah.
My parents used to live in Mount Bridges, and my stepdad, Alan, loved going to that abattoir.
Is it a butcher shop, or what is it exactly?
Yeah, you know what an abattoir is.
I don't.
It's where they cut up all the meat.
Oh, okay.
So,
I do know.
Yeah, you're going right to the place where they're cutting the steaks and the sausages.
And they always say, you want to see how the sausage is made. That's what they say.
Yeah, ask for a tour. You haven't lived until you've seen sausage being made.
Yummy.
You know this Danko Jones song? He's going to have to revise it to, do you meet on the first date?
Meet.
Because apparently, according to an article in Business Insider, first dates over video are now more popular than first dates in person. So good luck getting a kiss through the screen.
You can both kiss your webcam simultaneously. How was it good for you?
Wasn't there an attachment that was like a pair of lips that you plug into the bottom of your phone? Have you seen that?
Oh, I'm sure there is. For kissing.
Yeah, it's just for kissing.
Mm.
Singles between 18 and 27 were asked if their ideal first date would include getting together in person. And 65% of them said they would rather just FaceTime or Zoom call.
What's the point?
Well, they say it's more efficient. So you can get a sense of somebody without actually going to the trouble of getting ready, going out, you know, paying for dinner. That's number two, cheaper than a real date. You don't have to get an Uber. You don't have to buy dinner. And a lot of young people also feel intimidated meeting face-to-face nowadays.
I could see that. All them up at anxiety.
They can be more like themselves on Zoom or FaceTime.
Here's the thing. It's not a date. We used to do it. It's called a phone call. You would phone a girl or a guy when you're interested in them back in the day in high school. We didn't have the technology, but you, of course, would talk on the phone usually, unless it was like a blind date before you'd go. It's no different. This technology is advanced, but it's not a date.
So a Zoom or a FaceTime call in your eyes cannot be a date.
You just called it a call. It's a call. It's not a date. A date is you set a date and you meet somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and just think of the awkward moment if you've been virtual dating, you've just been doing Zoom calls for like a month and you're like, "Wow, I'm really digging this person. I think I'm in love." And then you finally do meet them in person and they just frickin' stink. They're just the smelliest.
Is that what you you know, want, guys?
You gotta get smell them on that first date.
Oh, that's part of it, eh?
yeah,
and go to a small restaurant. Enclosed space so you really get a good whiff.
Make sure at some point during the date the two of you are trapped in an elevator together.
Yeah,
you get
a
really good whiff. Do you sniff on the first date?
Wanna see your peacock, got. I wanna see your peacock, got. Peacock,
taking a look at sports with Devin Peacock, our sports guy here. It's Taz and Jim. Couple stories about athletes excelling in their sports. Dev, this story is great. UFL, the United Football League, kicked off its inaugural season on Saturday, and Jake Bates stole the show. He is a kicker for the Michigan Panthers, and he kicked a 64-yard field goal with 3 seconds left in play to get the win for his team. 64-yard field goal. That doesn't happen very often. In the NFL, there's only been 2 field goals of 64 yards or more in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm.
That guy's going to get himself an NFL contract because you got a leg, they'll sign you.
And it's remarkable that he kicked it once. He actually, in the game, kicked it twice. The first time it didn't count because the other team called timeout just before he kicked it. So then they must have been thinking, oh, thank God we called that timeout.
Freeze him out.
Yeah, we're going to freeze it. He got that one. There's no way he's going to do it again. He did it again. He says he hasn't kicked a field goal since he was in high school. He went to college and went to a training camp with the Houston Texans in 2023, but only saw action in one preseason game and then lost the kicking job. So he hasn't even, since high school, kicked a field goal during a game. And he just kicked 2 back-to-back 64-yarders.
Says a lot about the UFL, that the guy who hasn't...
Multiple positions.
What I love these stories. It's like you got a chance to prove yourself, and he went out there and he did it. And yes, NFL teams are reaching out to him. What's the story you got over there?
So the other story is Caitlin Clark. People may either be familiar with her name or on the periphery, but we've got both the men's and the women's March Madness tournaments going on right now. Caitlin Clark last night had a 41-point night. She was hitting deep 3 balls, like Steph Curry deep. So she is going to be the number one pick in the WNBA draft. Like some of the Boston Celtics players were talking about how they wanted to finish their game so they could watch Iowa, who she plays for, and Caitlin Clark.
She's the
gal
last year did the face wash, and people said it was disrespectful.
Yeah.
The other player.
She's really talented. She's so talented that Ice Cube's basketball league offered her $5 million to not go to the WNBA and go play in their league instead.
She should have done it.
Against men?
Against men.
Wow.
But so, I mean, I think she's making the right decision. So she's already, because of the changes in the NCAA, you can now sign endorsement deals. And she's got so much visibility, she's already made $3.1 million, they estimate. So $5 million in the Big Three would be great. It'd be really interesting. But she can go to the WNBA. Her salary is not anywhere close to what she's going to make endorsement deals. But endorsement deals are where it's at. Shohei Ohtani makes all his money from endorsement deals. She's with all the big brands.
Well, Shohei Ohtani doesn't make all his money from endorsement deals. There's gambling as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Sometimes he's got to hit the trifecta.
Yeah, don't take that away from him.
Kidding, of course. It's his interpreter.
He didn't do anything wrong. But it's a cool story. So, I mean, like... Iowa is playing some great basketball. I got to tell you right now, I don't watch a whole lot of women's basketball, but I will watch for Caitlin Clark because she's hitting some deep threes, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
And it'll be great for the WNBA because that's what they need. They need the big stars that are going to bring people who aren't necessarily into watching women's basketball into watching women's basketball. Thanks, Dev.
Cuckoo!
Technology is advancing so crazily fast that they're coming up with stuff that seems impossible. And it's like, okay, well, that's got to be fake. But no, I think this one is real.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you've seen Black Mirror, There's an episode where one of these headless dog-shaped robots is chasing this person.
Terrifying.
And I've seen these robots at Boston Dynamics. They'll post a video of this headless dog robot for the last 10 years, and they keep getting more and more sophisticated.
Some police forces have started using these dogs
yes.
to like be the first to enter.
Yeah.
Instead of sending a police officer in, they'll go
do in a bomb scarce situation.
Reconnaissance with the robot dog.
So now they're thinking about using them to scare away wildlife on remote airport runways. Alaska specifically, a headless robot about the size of a Labrador Retriever will be camouflaged as a coyote or a fox to ward off migratory birds and other wildlife at Alaska's second largest airport. The migratory birds can get caught in the jet engines and take a plane down, so they're obviously you don't want them anywhere near the runway. So yes, when they say camouflage as a coyote or fox, they were almost going to put fake fur on them.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, but then they realized it was like it would absorb water, so they would get water damage. So they have these plates that they replace that kind of make them look more like a coyote or a fox, color-wise or something, to try to trick the birds even more. Like a robot barreling down at them wouldn't scare them already. Oh no, there's a fox! Oh no, wait, it's just a crazy robot chasing us. I think they'd fly away either
way. Any random sudden movement usually does it with the birds,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
Probably another reason they didn't put the fur on the robot is they don't need the repair bills when it's mating season and the horny coyote males are looking for a mate.
One lonely yote comes down the mountain. And then the robot falls in love somehow. What have we created?
And then there's this super race of coyote cyborgs.
Oh, no.
That overtake mankind.
Oh, and what have we done?
No one's to blame but us. That's what happens when you dance with the devil,
guys. Yeah, when you try to become God, you summon Satan.
A coyote cyborgs.
Yeah.
But all hail.
These robots, I'm blown away by how advanced these robot dogs are getting. They can climb rocks. They can go up and down stairs now, which some animals can't even do. Like a horse won't go up and down stairs. They have flashing green lights on them. They can have alarm systems that make noise to scare things away.
Yeah, they're really cool until you attach a machine gun to them.
I know. Or
they
blades.
Get super freaky. Oh my God, that Black Mirror episode. If you haven't seen it, count yourself lucky. Your phone's always listening. My algorithm obviously heard the show opener today. Mm-hmm. The start of the show, we played Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. That was the first song when the show started. My phone is sitting right here near the speakers. I start scrolling through headlines, and this pops up. The Scorpions almost named it F You Like a Hurricane.
Shut up.
Seriously. This is a story that just, suddenly, mysteriously popped up on my phone right after we played the Scorpions on the radio. Scorpions almost named it F You Like a Hurricane. Former Scorpions drummer Herman Rarebell, who co-wrote the lyrics for the 1984 hit Rock You Like a Hurricane, has revealed the title he originally wanted for the song. He wanted it to be F You Like a Hurricane, but the record company rejected it.
Why?
This is, if you're wondering what it would have sounded like, we'll give you a taste. Here I am. Yeah, I think they made the right decision.
Yeah, it's a little more marketable.
Beep would grind on you after a while with the radio version.
And let's be serious. Anytime somebody says rock in a song, I assume that's what they're talking about. It's always been a metaphor, right? Rock and roll all night, or like rock me gently, rock me slowly. What are we really talking about here?
Shook me all night long.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that one about? Basically, every rock song is about doing it.
Of course.
90% of them.
Yeah, it's all about how you hide it.
Especially from the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think they made the right choice there, but...
Rock the Casbah? That's definitely about having sex.
Herman says that today's lyrics are so dirty, nobody would care if they had named it F You Like a Hurricane. I don't think the song would be as popular.
Yeah, I mean, in rap, I think you get away with it a little bit more, rap and hip-hop, but still rock. If you're dropping an F-bomb, it's going to get censored.
It would be pretty aggressive. They did get away with dropping a B-word in that song. I don't know if you've ever listened closely to the lyrics of Rock You Like a Hurricane.
I can't picture it.
The bee is hungry. She needs to tell. So give her inches and feed her well.
Is that the line?
Yeah, so obviously the F You Like a Hurricane was the only part of the song they changed. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that the Sheepdogs are one of my favorite bands out there. Earlier we were talking about who the big winners were with April Fool's Day yesterday, and I had seen this, I forgot about it. Thank you to our listener, Laura, who sent us a text message at 1-833-TAZ-AND-JIM. Said, did you guys see this? The Sheepdogs posted on social media, made it look like they had a new album coming out of all covers.
It's the Sheepdogs, like you've never heard them before, singing the hits of yesterday and today. You'll hear songs like...
Making my way downtown, walking fine. Do you believe a life after love? We're driving... Driving in your car, speed so fast, but like
I... Some people said they were stuck in the past, so they brought it up to this century with hits such as this.
This ain't Texas.
Beyonce.
Oh, ain't no holding. Hey, sure. Boy, be a lady. It could be my baby, baby, baby.
The Beaches.
Oh, oh, I'm sorry it did hurt. I ain't saw sister. I ain't that mister, mister.
The hits keep coming, and you can hear songs like this.
Baby, can't you stay? I'm calling.
It's Britney.
A girl like you should wear a warning. No, you're junk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger.
Oh, God.
I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
And how could we forget timeless classics like...
And I...
It's
bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A, yeah. 1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids.
The Sheepdogs sing the hits. Order your copy today.
You've never heard the Cars for Kids jingle?
No,
oh, it's a bad TV commercial from the U.S.
Okay.
You're watching American channels, they play it all the time.
Yeah, funny. That's a fun joke. It's like you're not trying to fool anybody. It's just a silly joke. And
yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind hearing that album.
I wouldn't mind hearing some of those songs at a live show now that, you know, they know how to play them.
Dude, Whitney Houston cover by the Sheepdogs live?
Busted out every once in a while as a little treat.
Good job, boys. April Fools with the Sheepdogs yesterday.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.